And look, let me just start off by saying this, is that Christians have gotten loose. I've noticed this lately, especially this year. Christians have gotten loose on defining what a church is. They've gotten loose on that. You know, like, oh, this pastor is keeping his church open. What pastor? What does he believe? What is a church according to you? You know, and he got up and basically said, I'm so happy to welcome you to the Grace community, to our peaceful protest. And I was like, oh, peaceful protest. But you know, he's right about that, though. He's right. Because they're not a church. They're not. Folks, let me just let you in on a little secret. He did not keep church open because he doesn't have a church.
Right.
A church is an assembly of baptized believers. That doesn't change when political issues come up, folks. Well, just keep that fight in the church house. You know, just, you know, church and state should be separate. Yeah, the state should have nothing to do with what we're doing. But you know, we have every right according to God to preach against the state if we want. Preach against other people because God has ordained us to do so. And let me just remind you, anytime someone tells you, oh yeah, this pastor's keeping this church open, ask him, well, what does he believe about salvation? Because according to the Bible, if he's not even saved, he doesn't have a church. The Bible calls that the congregation of the dead.
Amen.
That's an assembly of mockers, according to the Bible. Because they're playing church.
Yeah.
Right? An assembly of a mocker is someone who imitates that which is real.
Yeah.
And you know what? John MacArthur has an assembly of mockers, folks.
Right.
Yeah, but he's just standing up towards the government, though, you know? Oh, okay, so should we, like, praise Mormons if they do that? Look at this Mormon pastor just keeping his church doors open, these Jehovah's Witnesses. Do we just forget about doctrine? We need to wake up, folks. And some of you in here may not like what I'm saying right now, you know, because this probably rubs you the wrong way. But guess what? This is not political Baptist church.
Amen.
This is a Baptist church. Where we teach Baptist doctrine, we teach the Word of God, and we keep the focal point, the Bible. We keep Jesus Christ as the preeminent one, not political issues.
Amen.
And look, I'm not saying the Republicans and Libertarians are constitutionalists, that they're bad. I like them. I like them more than I like the left. I understand they're part of the same bird, but the right side of the bird is obviously more appealing than the left side of the bird. The right side of the bird actually has good feathers, somewhat decent feathers, whereas the left is just looks like freaking, you know, rabies attacked it or something. I get that, okay? What I'm saying is this, is that, you know, he's an assembly of mockers and unsaved tares, you know, that believe that you have to persevere into it. They teach this hardcore lordship salvation. And I'm sick and tired of seeing Baptists on Facebook and social media outlets, you know, posting, look at this article. Man, this guy's doing such a great job. What are you talking about? Oh, so you want him to keep his church doors open so he can damn more people to hell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
You're praising the wicked for keeping his church doors open so he can continue to permeate his false doctrine, his wicked Calvinism, his lordship salvation, and keep damning people to hell. And then next year, when all this is done, you're going to go back to preaching against them again.
Yeah.
I mean, can someone help me out? Help me out? Am I going crazy here? This is nuts, folks.